After being booted out of the mansion, you wander south, going as far away from werewolf territory as you can. But only a few minutes after leaving, you stumble across some new scenery, a graveyard surrounded by a crumbling brick wall. Pockets of mist drift to and fro, allowing beams of moonlight to fade in and out. This is perhaps a more familiar sense of unease, and a shiver runs down your spine as you cautiously walk along the dirt path through the graveyard. You stop to check one of the headstones, but the inscription is too worn to be read properly. Many of the other graves are in similar conditions, leading you to conclude that this place must be old, indeed. Surely, the vampire's manor alone couldn't have created this many graves, and certainly from not so long ago. What secrets does this land hold? What and who was here long before of any more recent denizens? Something in the corner of your vision catches your eye, and you turn to face it. Hovering at the exit of the graveyard about 20 feet away from you is a pale blue light. You squint your eyes for a better look, curious. At first, you're going to dismiss it for a firefly, but closer inspection reveals that this is far from the truth. It is not bioluminescence, but an actual flame hovering in midair with no obvious source. It's beautiful. Staring at the light makes you feel warm and comfortable, reminding you of peaceful nights at home, bundled up and watching the flickering flames dance in the fireplace. You smile hazily, feeling calmer than before, and the floating ball of flame begins drifting towards you, bobbing up and down in the air. Your smile widens as the flame grows closer. The beautiful light seems to be growing larger, growing even more brightly. And the more you look, the more you seem to see shapes flickering within, as if the fire itself was a window. Is there someone within the flame? It almost resembles a woman. Something in the back of your mind tries to warn you of something. You should know by now that not everything is as it seems in this forest. If you do not look away now, you fear you may never be able to look again. But can you bring yourself to do it? Can you wrench away your eyes from the alluring flame?